My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Welcome back. This is the first time that I am doing a weekly episode by myself, and that's because as I am recording, Gina and Daphne are both busy getting ready to go to the US National Championships in Wichita. As you can imagine, us media have a lot to get ready for before going to an event, on top of course of packing our bags, making sure we know our journey, and we have a plan of action ready, so I thought I'd help them by taking over this week's episode to let them focus on their preparation. However, you might have noticed we posted a new episode. That's because Daphne and Gina recorded their preview of the US National Championships, so make sure you don't miss it. And we look forward to welcome them back next week to tell us all about the event, their experience and their stories from Wichita. So starting with general skating news, all event tickets are now available for the 2026 US Championships in St. Louis. We are going to add a link to that to our show notes. Stars on Ice has announced its 2025 US tour date. The show, titled Rock Stars on Ice, will be traveling to 6 cities with a cast of Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Ilya Malinin, Elvis Stoiko, Amber Glenn, Isabel Levito, Satoko Miyahara, Keegan Messing, and more to be announced. Tickets go on sale this week at starsonice.com. The 5-part docuseries Harlem Ice will debut on Disney Plus on February the 12th. It will tell the story of the first synchronized skating team of color and was produced by Ron Howard, Robin Roberts, and Brian Grazer. The skaters are members of the Figure Skating in Harlem program. Jason Brown announced that he has withdrawn from US Nationals, explaining that he has been facing challenges adjusting to an equipment change, which affected his training and ability to compete. It's a big shame because Gina and Daphne and all of us were looking forward to seeing Jason at Nationals, but hopefully he will be able to sort things out and we will see him competing again soon. Moving on to event results, Canadian National Championships took place last week. Kaya Ritter's father was an announcer at the event and Caitlin Awayek was the in-venue DJ. So it's the second time that we see Caitlin. She was also the DJ at the World Championships in Montreal in March last year. It's really nice to see her there entertaining the audiences during the breaks. Now, starting to talk about the senior men event, Roman Sadowski won his second Canadian title, his first since 2020. Anthony Paradis took the silver. His senior debut at Nationals was last year where he won a bronze medal, so that's a really good result for Anthony. The bronze medal went to David Lee, which moved up from 4th place, and this was his senior debut. In the senior pairs event, Diana Salatudek and Maxime Deschamps won their 3rd straight Canadian title. This is actually her first title as a Canadian citizen. So as we know, she obtained Canadian citizenship a month ago, and it's a great result for her because it means that she will have a chance to be able to go and qualify to go to the Olympic Games. Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud and Kellyanne Lowry and Locus Eder were 2nd and 3rd respectively. So this means that the senior pairs have the same podium results as last year. In the senior women category, Madeline Cizas reclaimed her Canadian title after losing it last year to Kaya Ritter. She is now a 3-time Canadian champion. Sarah Maud Dupuis moved up from 3rd to claim the silver medal. And she was followed by Catherine Medlin Spence, who took the bronze medal. Both Sarah Maud and Catherine are 1st-time medalists at the US Canadian Championships. Kaya Ritter, who was 8th in the short program, did have the 3rd best free skate and finished 4th overall. In ice dance, Piper Giles and Paul Poirier won their third Canadian title. They were followed by Marjorie Lajoie and Zachary Laga in silver medal position. They missed last year nationals, but they were back to claim their third silver medal. Alicia Fabry and Paul Ayers take the bronze medal for the second straight year. In the synchro event, Les Supremes once again won the Canadian title, with Nova and Nexis winning silver and bronze respectively. Moving on to the FISU World University Games, which are taking place in Turin, Italy. In the men category, the gold medal was won by Yuma Kageyama of Japan, followed by Daniel Grassel of Italy and Jiwon Cha of Korea. In the senior women, the gold medal was won by Rion Sumiyoshi of Japan, another Japanese skater in silver medal position, Mona Chiba, and in bronze medal position, Sofia Samodolkina of Kazakhstan. In the ice dance, gold was won by Sofia Val and Azaf Kazimov of Spain. They were followed by Lou Thérault and Noé Perron of France. And in bronze medal position, Isabella Giulia Paulino and Andrea Tuba of Italy. We are also going to post results from Volvo Cup in our show notes. And lastly, Moser Cup, which is a synchronized event. So Team Helsinki Rockets of Finland taking the gold medal. They were followed by another Finnish team in silver medal position, that was Team Lumineers, and in bronze medal position, Team Ice on Fire from Italy. In the junior category, gold was won by Team Fintastic of Finland, silver was won by Team Valley Bay Synchro of Finland as well, and bronze was won by Team Seaside of Sweden. Upcoming events for this week, we have the US Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, Kansas, and as we know, Jean and Daphne will be there. There's also going to be Bavarian Open, which takes place in Oberstdorf, Germany. Ephesus Cup, which takes place in Izmir, Turkey. The 9th PGE Hevelius Cup, which is a synchronized event taking place in Gdansk, Poland. And lastly, Dresden Cup, which is another synchro challenger taking place in Dresden, Germany. Moving on, talking about articles that were published over the last 7 days, we want to flag the interview with Emilia Zingas and Vadim Kolinskin that A Divine Sport posted. So there's going to be a link to this interview as well as other articles on our show notes. So those are the major news that I had to share this week. We always like to end with a few updates from our respective media. So from This Week in Skating, as I said, do not miss Daphne and Gina's episode talking about the preview of the US National Championships. Also, don't forget to check our merchandise available on our Swag page, and you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. On icedance.com, we have Canadian Championships photos that are being posted. There's a preview of the novice dance that Anne wrote for us. We have a US Nationals preview that I've wrote, and also Daphne's launching the US Nationals Hub. So have a look at that. And on Figure Skaters Online, there is a new interview to Ellie Kam and Danny Osher, and an interview to Lucius Kazaneki, as well as photos from the Canadian Championships. So go check them out. Right, this is the end of this weekly episode, a very quick one. Thank you very much for listening to us, and we look forward to welcoming Daphne and Gina back next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
My name is Georgios Tsetis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's NutraFol.com.